I really should just go over there.
Okay, so yesterday we described the paragraph of Al Kein Nekav Elecha, Hashem Elokeinu, and we described an entire order of how the Gilui, loss of love, is going to come. So to just go over it, says Hainu, we're going to Hashem, we're waiting for you, Nekav Elecha, Lios Meher, Abisifar Lahavir Gilulem Min Haaretz. So he said that the first step is you have to take away the Ra. To take away the ra, after you take away the ra, then we can start focusing on the tov, which is the pasuk sur meirava asei tov. You know, then you could focus on the bringing out the tov. So he says that he says here, I think it's from the Ramchal, the Maamar Geula, that Ramchal, the Maamar Geula, says it was not always like that. Because when
What was not always like
that
that?
you had to focus on the destruction of the evil before building up the Tov. Was not always like that. Because in Gan Eden, when when Adam Arishon was giving his first command, it said La'avda means do mitzvot asay. L'shomra, don't do elos asay. It sounds like the ikkar is the asay, do good. So he says that before the chait of Adam Arishon, the main thing was to do mitzvahs, and just don't let the ra get in. But after the chait of Adam Arishon, when the world got covered over by ra, we can't even begin to deal with the tov until we get rid of the ra. So there was a transition there. So so that's an interesting point, point number one. Point number two, he says that I love it because he says, like, again, he says this whole paragraph is referring to principles from Das to Unos. So he said over here a paragraph. He said, the main praise we can give Hashem is that when Mashiach comes, all the evil will turn into good. And that's what we say.
That's not really a praise, is it?
So he says it is. Lesakin Hashem is going to convert everything. Even the Rishoyim will come to be part of the Tov. So he says that this concept is the concept we discussed on Tisha B'Av, actually, when we discussed the whole concept of nekama. We discussed the concept of nekama, of revenge. We explained that what nekama does is that it explains to us what role the evil played in bringing out the Kavod Shemayim. When the evil is destroyed, it means that even from the destruction of the evil, from the Hashem putting a ra in the world, comes Gilui Kavod Shemayim. Right? It means that there's good. But when the good overtakes the bad, that's even a greater Gilui of the Tov. Right? So since that's a greater Gilui of the Tov, so now the Nekama will show each person who suffered what role they played. Because the Ra overtook them, but eventually we'd overtake the Ra. And Mamela, the Ra also plays a role in bringing out the ultimate Tov. So ultimately, Hashem put, as one of our famous lines in Das Tevunos, Hashem put the Ra in the world to be defeated. Remember that line? So that's what we're saying. We're saying is that the coming of Mashiach requires that Ra to be defeated, and we need to show where the Tov was in that Ra the whole time. Was really for the good the whole time. So where the Ra, where the Tov was in that, inside that Ra, there was Tov contained in that Ra the whole time. And therefore, we need to become aware of that. And that's really what he's saying. That's really what we're talking about. And therefore, that's the tefillah of Alkei Nekabla. Hafnois Eilecha Kol Rishei Aretz. And then they're going to start, worshiping and worship Hashem. Now, he says, you see from here, let's read the words carefully, that there is a Seder Hadavka here. There's an order. What's the order? It says the order is B'tchila Yatikun Rishon Shekol HaNivrom Yiskachu B'kedushasa Yisbarach. So the first step is that everybody will have a share in the Kedusha of Hashem because they're going to become part of the Malchus of Hashem. They're going to take a role in the Malchus of Hashem. Then they're going to come even closer. They can even become closer. The entire world, including the Goyim, will become closer to Hashem than Klal Yisrael is now. That's interesting. Why? The And then be a Malchus Shachri. So there's a lot of steps here. So I'm just going to read what he says here. Near Milosh Rabbeinu Kan, Shizel Gama Beer Begimel Madrasha Shikas Rabbeinu Kan. Shamadrigo Rishoina Shikas Rabbeinu. Shekol Nivram Iskatchu B'kedushas Yisbarach Hu Shekulam K'moy Hadargu Shal Matzav Ashlishi Shebi Rabbeinu B'das Tvunis Hu Shais Shehais Yisro B'zman Bais Rishon V'yashen. So the first step is it's going to be like the Bais Rishon. Shaiy Kadosh Baruch Hu Toifes M'mshala Alei Lamai. There was open miracles, and everyone knew that Hashem was the God of Israel. That was step number. That will be step number one in the Geula Asida as well. V'yilu Acher. Then the next step will be even more than the step of Yisrael, which is the fourth step of the Das Tunis, which is that we actually feel Hashem, not just see Hashem, not just see open miracles, we'll feel Hashem's presence. And eventually, we'll come to Olam Haschar, which is that we're literally basking in the glory of Hashem. So the first one is that there's clarity. The second one is that it's more than clarity; it's we actually experience it. The fourth one is we're not even in the goof at all; we're just completely, you know, spiritual. So that's the four levels that he's. That's the levels that he's talking about here, also.
That was like three.
It's a few levels, yeah. So, if you remember, there was in the end of Das Tvunos, we had that hard section where he talks about the five levels of Giloy of Hashem. This paragraph is referring to those five levels. So, really, if you look at paragraph number 156. Paragraph 156 is when he discusses this concept in depth. Okay? Okay. Fine. Now, the question that I have is, after all this, are we more central in the end result? Are we more central than the non-Jews? Or do you say that once the clarity is there and the whole world gains clarity, then really everyone's in the same boat? Or do you say, well, it was easy for them. They didn't have to go through 2,000 years of Gaulus to get to this point. Well, that's not fair. They're just going to get to ride free on our coattails. So no, they have to be subordinate to us. You wanna join? Be MacGyver now. Don't come later. Can't live your life and then just decide later, hey, I'm gonna join. So I think their mission in that world will be as supported to us, but at least they're gonna be in that world.
Is that her solo? Kind of.
What?
Is that her solo?
Similar concept. Yeah, it was
Yasa.
Esau going to the base of Levi, that concept. Okay, we're going to start tomorrow Zechariah, I think. Okay? It's the second section of the Shemoneh Esrei.
Second.
Of the Rosh Hashanah
Oh, okay.
Shemoneh Esrei. Thank you.
Same.
Oh, tomorrow there's no share. I'm sorry. No share tomorrow. So I'm going to Surfside.
That going to be regular thing now?
Every other Thursday.